From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hopes rise for an end to violence in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says world leaders meeting in Munich have agreed to a nationwide cessation of hostilities in Syria to begin in 1 week.
We have agreed to implement a nationwide cessation of hostilities to begin in a target of 1 week's time. That's ambitious, but everybody is determined to move as rapidly as possible to try to achieve this.
Kerry said the 17-nation International Syria Support Group has agreed that a task force co-chaired by the U.S. and Russia will work to, quoting now, determine the modalities of a long-term reduction in violence. The support group also agreed to accelerate and expand the delivery of humanitarian assistance to Syria. A United Nations task force will oversee aid delivery. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Thursday that the NATO alliance may become a member of the U.S.-led coalition fighting the Islamic State group. Carter told reporters at a meeting of more than two dozen defense ministers in Brussels that NATO chief Jens Stoltenberg was exploring the possibility. Carter said NATO would bring the alliance's experience in building partner capacity and training ground forces. All of NATO's 28 member states are already in the anti-Islamic State alliance. Ugandan opposition candidate Kizza Besigye says he fears voter bribery could be one of the obstacles to his winning the February 18th election. Besigye has run against President Yoweri Museveni in the three previous elections. Besigye says his campaign has enjoyed popular support throughout the country and that only voter intimidation and bribery on Election Day could deny him a victory. This is VOA News.